ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Inshallah, we're still discussing the beauty of the du'as, the Quranic du'as. About how many du'as in the Quran? About 50 du'as, beautiful du'as. Du'as of the prophets, mainly du'as of the prophets that are mentioned in the Quran, that Allah has decided to preserve them until the Day of Judgment. That's why we have this series, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully we can finish the entire du'as, inshallah. That's the plan, inshallah ta'ala. So far, we covered how many du'as, guys? Six du'as? Six Quranic du'as? What was the first Quranic du'a? Yes? This is the first du'a we discussed, but that's not a Quranic du'a. So what was the second one then? رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. That was the du'a of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And then the second Quranic du'a was the du'a of Prophet who? Who still remember? That was about 6 weeks ago. So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that was what? رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Amazing, mashallah. Young people have sharper memory. So third du'a, third Quranic du'a, we spoke about the third prophetic Quranic du'a. Who still remember? رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَأَحْلِلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. The du'a of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Amazing, mashallah. Now, the next du'a was the du'a of who? Right there. Yes, you. Prophet Zakaria. There was a du'a before the du'a of Prophet Zakaria. Because since this is your first time, come over. I will let you say it in the microphone. I will get a prize today. Come over here. Don't worry, just come. Bismillah. What's your name?
Mustafa,
mashallah. So what was the du'a of Prophet Zakaria?
I forgot it.
He's nervous, just nervous a little bit. Rabbi la tadharni.
Rabbi la tadharni.
Farda.
Wa anta.
Khayrul warithin. I will give you a prize because you have the courage to come here and to speak in public, mashallah. That's an Islamic. Say takbir. Mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Okay, so right before the du'a of Prophet Zakaria was the du'a of Prophet who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was? Who still remember this du'a? رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقِ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقِ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. MashaAllah. Amazing. So, inshallah ta'ala, once we finish 10 du'as, we're going to have a celebration here. First, I'm going to print it in cards. I'll give it to you. You memorize it. We'll have a little competition. And we're going to do the same, inshallah, every 10 du'as, inshallah, if Allah gives us longer life. Now, today is a beautiful, powerful du'a of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of my favorite du'as in the Quran. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتْ. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتْ. This du'a, brothers and sisters, is unique because Allah has taught this du'a to different prophets. Allah has taught this du'a to Prophet Ibrahim when he was thrown in the fire. So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this du'a. And a beautiful lesson. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wah to his people. And then his people weren't responding to him. And his heart was burning out of the salvation of his ummah. He wanted everybody to be safe. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, he taught him a very important lesson. He said, I don't want you to kill yourself out of this. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not kill yourself out of the salvation of your ummah. The only thing that I want from you is to convey my message. إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبِلَاغِ. And then say, حَسْبِي اللَّهِ. Allah is enough for me. Allah will take care of the rest. That's a lesson that Allah has taught to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, has taught it to Prophet Ibrahim, taught it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and eventually Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam inspired the Sahaba to say the same dua when they got defeated in the Battle of Uhud. And then as they're going back to Al-Madinah, they heard the news that the mushrikeen, they're actually coming to kill them. And they were very weak, no equipments. Very weak status the Sahaba had at that time. And then they spread the news that the mushrikeen are coming to kill the rest of the Sahaba that they survived in the Battle of Uhud. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what the Sahaba said at that time. The Sahaba said what? إِنَّ النَّاسَ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. So when the nas, when the people spread the news, they're coming after you, they're gonna kill you. They said, حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient. Allah is enough. And then, ونعم الوكيل. And I put my ultimate trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's my wakil. He will take care of this. Brothers and sisters, this is coming. What we discuss now is coming. Just some incidents, some prophets. But today, main lesson that I want us to reflect today is that sometimes we seek validation from people, seek recognition from people, constant recognition from people, constant validation from people, constant acknowledgement from people. This dua is teaching us that we should not do that. And we should only seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you and me are constantly seeking validation from people, we will not get this validation. If we are seeking constant acknowledgement, we will not get this acknowledgement. If we're seeking constantly this, concept of everything that I want, I want people to see what I'm doing, to value what I'm doing. I want to seek valid opinion from people about me. If we have this mindset, we will not get it. This dua is teaching us, don't do that. Only seek Allah's pleasure. And that applies to everything. Wallahi, if we were to apply this, it will make our lives way easier. In relationship with people, in relationship with your boss, with your manager. What makes us feel like we want to say a smart comment in a meeting? We want acknowledgement. We want validation. What makes a wife get very depressed just because she's doing everything needed? She's taking care of the children, she's raising them, she's working, but she's not getting the acknowledgement of her husband. And she actually, that breaks so many people down. We're not saying that this is wrong, but what we're saying here is that Allah is teaching us in this dua that we should only seek validation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What makes us on social media, young fellas here, what makes us get very depressed when we post something on social media and we don't get enough attention, enough likes and comments? What makes us... What gives us this anxiety of not getting, the feedback we're looking for from people around us? Why are we doing this? This dua is teaching us something different. It's telling us you don't need to do all of this. Be authentic. Just put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your only one who you should please. and you will be fine. Hasbi Allah, Allah is enough for me. If I'm doing it, wallahi, even for myself, for imams and sheikhs, for leaders. My sheikh, 90 years old, give me a piece of advice. He said, people will not always praise you. Don't seek people's validation. Don't seek people's acknowledgement all the time. As long as you're doing it for Allah, then Allah is enough for you. And people will see this eventually. This is the lesson of today, brothers and sisters. Don't seek people's validation. It will bring nothing but anxiety and depression. Check this out. Rasulullah ﷺ said, if you say this 7 times, kufiya hammuk, it means that your ham will be taken away. The definition of ham, brothers and sisters, is ma yaridu ala al-fikr, what crosses your mind, wa yastaqir fi an-nafs, and settles down in your nafs, duna an tatma'inna ilayhi. And this what's settled in yourself is something that's very uncomfortable. And think about it. When people don't give you acknowledgement, me and you, what happens? You feel the same. When you feel neglected and your only concern is to get people's validation and you don't get it, you feel this hem. So Rasulullah ﷺ is saying, if we internalize this, we will never seek people's validation. And therefore, we will not have that hem. We got this, right? We got this, guys, right? It's easy and clear. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who apply this beautiful dua of the Quran. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, since last time, I asked a question for adults. And you, mashallah, you were all scholars last time. So let me ask you this question, because I promised. The question today is, it's related to this dua. Ibn Kathir radiallahu anhu, he said that there was one sahabi, kana min kuttab al-wahy. He was among those who wrote down the wahy. Wa kana faqihan. He was a scholar. And this sahabi was among those who were collecting the Quran after the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that this ayah, this dua that's right in front of you, was the last ayah was revealed in the Quran. Was the last ayah that was revealed in the Quran. And the ayah before this, the last two ayahs. The ayah before this is لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And then فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. So now, who was this sahabi? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, mashallah, wrong answer. Zayd ibn Thabit, I know that you are going to say this, but guess what? That's a wrong answer. Because Zayd ibn Thabit was actually the one who collected the Quran in one book. That's right. But there was one other sahabi. And that's mentioned, by the way, in Ibn Kathir wa in At-Tabari. It was mentioned in most of the tafsir books that he was the one who actually confirmed that this was the last ayah of the Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'b, that's a right answer, mashallah, takbir. This brother will get the black seed honey today. Come over here, brother. Jazakumullah khair. Jazakumullah khair. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. See you inshallah next Saturday and a new Quranic dua. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.